The warm fall evening started out more like a typical Red Rocks concert than a campaign event. Country singer Rodney Atkins and Kid Rock each performed some of their hits for the enthusiastic crowd of Romney supporters.
It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet. It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June.
Then it was on to the night's headliner, Governor Mitt Romney. Romney said the debate supercharged his campaign and emphasized the importance of winning Colorado and the state's 9 electoral votes.
We're on the home stretch now, and I think the people of Colorado are going to get us all the way there. What do you think?
Polls show the race is deadlocked in Colorado, and Romney urged the audience to vote early and help recruit others.
We'll bring back the America that has been the hope of the earth, and we need your help because it matters. It matters for your kids and for their kids. It matters for 23 million Americans struggling to get a good job. It matters for the future of our planet to have a nation like ours, the leader of the world, strong and robust, with a strong military and a strong economy and strong values and strong allies. It matters.
Romney spoke for about 20 minutes and briefly outlined his economic plan. He pledged to pull back on federal spending, balance the budget, and create jobs. But the event was more about energizing the base than outlining policy.
We need volunteers to knock on doors, volunteers to hand out yard signs. We need volunteers.
Vicki Rushley of Lakewood says she's a longtime Romney supporter, and this was her first rally.
I just like what Romney and Ryan say, and I just think that Obama doesn't say much. He, after being a president for 4 years, usually you run on what you've done. But he's not running on what he's done.
Republican John Roberts from Parker says he's also been behind Romney from day one.
He thinks like I do. I'm pro-business.
And while Romney didn't have to do much convincing to Tuesday's crowd, both candidates are trying to make the pitch to undecided voters, like Andy Salvadas of Boulder. He's unaffiliated and says he's been disappointed in both campaigns.
There hasn't been really an in-depth discussion of the issues. It seems to be more about framing an argument in a way that sounds good rather than actually making sense. It's more about their general outlook and their general personality.
His friend, Sam Ganyar from Littleton, says he's also undecided and he too wants more policy details from both candidates. He says the presidential debates didn't really help his decision-making process.
I get frustrated by the debate format. I don't find that it's really conducive of actually promoting the issues that are, you know, really at hand. Like Andy said, it's more about coming up with an argument that sounds good, that sounds cohesive, but, you know, maybe it becomes redundant in a certain way or doesn't actually come full circle.
The race is being fought in less than 10 battleground states, including Colorado. And with now just under 2 weeks left until Election Day, time is running out for the candidates to convince voters like Ganyar and Salvadas. Salvadas says he's attending President Obama's rally in Denver, which he hopes will help him decide between the two. I'm Benta Berkland in Jefferson County.